You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. It is a mindset once again today. Here we are. I like to meet you guys on Monday mornings for Mindset Monday. So let's get our mind right. Let's get our mind right for this. But first, I want to talk about this morning, just what I had going on this morning, because I do record my show on Monday mornings. I get up like super early, at like 6 o'clock, to prepare, get my last minute notes, whatever. But I got thrown off for a loop this morning. Well, two things. First of all, today I have started the Daniel Fast. So if you don't know what the Daniel Fast is, research it, look it up a little bit. I'm doing it for 21 days. On this fast, I can only eat basically vegetables, fruit, nuts, and drink water. So I'm at a time in my life where I'm trying to really push myself and put myself in position to push myself. And I think that we all need to do that sometimes. We need to do things out of our comfort zone. We need to try new things, get around new people. So that's something that I'm doing. I also hired a personal trainer. I start my second week this week. So that's a couple things that I've got going on that you guys don't know about. So that was one thing that kind of threw me off this morning, because I fixed myself some oatmeal, and I can eat oatmeal on this. I can eat grains, I can eat rice, stuff like that. So I fixed myself some oatmeal this morning, and unfortunately I could not add brown sugar to that oatmeal. I couldn't add milk, and I could not add any type of sugar whatsoever. So I mean, it was okay. I mean, it wasn't fulfilling, but I'm praying my way through this. Like I said, I'm putting myself in, you know, a situation where I'm pushing myself and just being it's a mindset. Like, just understand it's a mindset, just making myself uncomfortable and just getting that push back. Because sometimes we lose it. Like, sometimes we lose it. Sometimes we're not as strong as we used to be, especially me being a college athlete. I mean, I'll work out by myself, which I did an episode about this January 1st. So, I mean, with me working out, like, I can work out by myself, but I don't get nothing done. So that's where the personal trainer came in place. I've been trying to do it for like 2 months, but I can't. So I needed somebody to push me. And so that's been working out for me. And this Daniel Fast, yeah, it's what me and Terrell are both doing it, because it's hard to do stuff like that when you're by yourself if you got somebody else in the home. So that's what I've got going on. That was the first thing this morning that kind of threw me off a loop. And the second thing is Beyonce, like, announced that they're doing their tour, her and Jay-Z, On the Run 2. So that kind of threw me off too, because then I felt like I needed to play her music. And that was nothing but a distraction. But you know what? I'm here. So praise God. So something that I want to talk about, something that's been on my mind for a little bit now, I want to talk about, like, knowing your role. And just roles in your life, and just understanding that your roles change. So, I'll give a little background on this. So, like, if you don't know this, I'm into reading books. I'm a big reader. I read a certain type of books. I read self-help. I read Christian books. I read books about being a wife. Mainly that's in books about money, of course. And books on, like, any type of knowledge. So if I've got a project or something like that coming up, I'm going to read books on that, and I research a lot. So, anywho. So, like, there's a book that I'm reading, and it's called What It's Like to Be Married to Me. And first and foremost, like, this book is excellent. Like, Sarah Jakes recommended it on one of her and Teray's videos that they did together, their Valentine's Day edition. So I was like, I'm going to check that out. And y'all, it's awesome. Like, it's powerful. Like, it has so much revelation in it for you. Like, I read it. I started reading it a few days ago. And, like, I cried, like, the whole morning, because it really convicted me. Like, really convicted me. And just, because, you know, women, like, I'm not even going to get into that. But I'm just saying, like, it really convicted me, really opened my eyes up to a lot of things and about myself and just about my marriage. And it's been really good for me. So it just had me thinking about roles and stuff that I've struggled with. So, like, let's talk about roles a little bit. Let's talk about how people struggle when their roles change. And I'll talk about for me. So this is something, and I'm being very vulnerable talking about this. So a lot of people don't know, but some people do know who are close to me. So when it came time for me to get married, I really struggled with me changing my last name. And I know what you're thinking, like, who are you? You ain't a celebrity. I get that 100%. But, like, I always took so much pride, like, in my name and who I was. And, like, even if, you know how you, girls, you go through that stage where you want to wear your guys' hoodies and all that stuff. Me, I never went through that stage because I always was proud to wear my hoodie. I mean, I'm just being honest. But anyway, because it had Haze on the back of it, 21, that always meant something to me. But like I said, that's just my testimony. But anywho, so, like, that's something that I struggled with because I took so much pride in my name, changing my last name. And I did never think about what, I mean, of course, you know, Terrell was like, okay, now you lost it. But, you know, I was childish then, but now I'm grown up. So, like, just roles. So, something that I struggle with, it's something that I didn't know I was struggling with until really now, me reading this book, me reading on becoming a wife, who God wants me to be. I struggled a lot with identity. With me being a basketball star, in college and, you know, kind of just growing up, like, you know, me being known for that, I struggled with getting kind of away from that. Like, I felt like people always expected me to have, growing up, I always had a lot of things. I always had a lot of nice things. So I expected that people expected me to have nice things all the time. People expected me to be this person that everybody knows, and just people expected me to just be a certain type of person. Like, people know me for certain things. People know me for basketball. People know me for, you know, just for that. So that's something that I struggled with, you know, for a long time, and just me transitioning my identity. And that was one of the reasons too, and I get asked this question a lot. So I get asked all the time, so, hey, Takara, why didn't you decide to play overseas? Or, hey, why didn't you decide to try to pursue the WNBA? I did not do that because I wanted to, you know, reinvent myself. You know, I wanted to prove to myself that I could do something else. You know what I'm saying? That's what I wanted. That, and plus two, you know, I'll be honest, like, me and Terrell were going to get married. I knew that was coming up. So that's something that I chose to, like, I wanted to choose a family, and that's a choice that I made. And it's like, that's came up to me. That question has not been asked to me in like a few years now, but it's something that came up recently. So it's something that I've had to really dissect and kind of look back to, that I made that choice a long time ago. Like, I made the choice to be a wife when I was 21. Like, that was what I wanted to do. That's how I was going to live my life. I made that choice. So throughout my marriage, you know, and I've talked to you guys about this before, like, we've came through a time where me and Terrell really struggled, where I was doing too much. Like, I had so much chaos in my life. I was coaching. I was working full time. I was coaching travel basketball. I was just working basically two full time jobs, trying to be a wife, which is another full time job, and doing, you know, my fourth quarter stuff, trying to blog. And I just had a lot going on, like, at one time, and it drove myself crazy. And I made the choice, like I said, a long time ago, to change my role in things, and my priorities were so mixed up. So in this book, What It's Like to Be Married to Me, it talks about the choices that you make, that the choices that you make say it all. So, and it made me, like, relist my priorities and where my priorities were and where they are now. And like I said before, like, something that I had to realize that I don't have the same roles here in Murfreesboro that I had in Bowling Green. Like, that's something that I prayed for. I prayed for God to deliver me from chaos. I prayed for God to deliver me from being so busy so I could be about my husband. But I moved here and I started out doing well, and I'm still doing well. You know, I'm still doing things. I'm still being supportive to him, but I feel like it's not enough. And I feel like it's not enough because me and him both have goals. We have goals and we have things that we want to accomplish, but it's like, have I really given him my 100% to help him reach his goals? So, you know, and I'll be honest with you too. I always told myself that me just being like, I've always been a leader. I've always been the person that people followed. So it's a struggle when you're used to being in leadership and you are a leader. It's a struggle for you to follow somebody else and be a role player. Like, and y'all, and if you've been an athlete, you know that. if you, you, it's like some people when you go to college, some people who are used to being the man in high school, when they go to college and they have to transition to a role player, they struggle with that. Like, and that's something I struggle with too. And that's when I went to, when I was in high school, you know, I always had the ball in my hands 24/7. I went to college my freshman year. I did not have the ball as much. I wasn't the leader of the team, and that's something that I struggled with. And I think that that's something that we struggle with in life too, as well as just our roles changing and just understanding that we have to adjust and we have to adjust to change. So just for me, understanding my role now as a wife, and you know, and I had to go back and I read, so in the book, What It's Like to Be Married to Me, it makes you do like a, kind of like a purpose statement for yourself. You being a wife, because it talks about how goals and desires are two different things. A goal is something that you can control. So a goal for me would be, hey, I want to lose weight. I can control Takara losing weight. A goal for me can't be, hey, I want Terrell to lose weight, because that's something that I can't control. I can't control what he eats. I can't control him working out. I can't control any of that. So that is a desire for me. So a desire is something that you can't control. And that was so huge. And that was some huge revelation for me. So as I'm writing my purpose statement, and I wrote a letter to myself because that was one of the things you could do. In there, I wrote the scripture, and it was Genesis 2:18. And I'm going to read this from the NLT version. And it says, "Then the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him." So basically, to me, what that, well, what it is meaning is that, you know, God put Eve here to be a helper to Adam. And I was always, I'm so big on women empowerment, and it's huge. And I'm big on, you know, women, yes, you can lead women, you can do all this. I'm here for that. Like, I'm here for that. Women, I'm the first person to be like, you know, a woman don't need a man. I say that all the time. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't say it because I have a husband, but I mean, I'm really big on women, equal rights and all that stuff. But I'm learning that my role has changed, and that's something that I've really struggled with and something that I didn't want to let go. And I think that God, well, I know that God, when God moved me here to Murfreesboro, God really is showing me and really revealing to me that he really wants me to be a helper to Terrell and really assist Terrell and really support him in all the things that he wants to do. And I feel like I owe that to him because, like I said earlier in a podcast that I did, that he supported me so much throughout the years. He's never told me no on anything. So that's something that I've really been struggling with, and something that, you know, that's got revealed to me, that I got convicted of, because I wasn't doing that, you know. And I will, and understand too, women, like, understand that, and this is huge, there's so many times that, like, you have to understand how to help people the way that they need help and not how you want to help them. And I really feel like that's some revelation right there, because there's so many times where, you know, when Terrell was, you know, Terrell has, you know, I ain't gonna put his business out there because it's his business. There's so many times where he's got projects that he'd want to do, and in my head that I'm holding him, I'm thinking if I don't see him working on that project, I think that I'm holding him accountable and asking him, hey, how did you do this or did you do that? And then I would get mad that he wasn't doing it, but I never once said, hey, Terrell, let's do this together, or hey, Terrell, how about I help you with this? I never did that. I would always just say, hey, did you do it? And then get mad when he didn't do it. And that's not me helping. That's not me being assisting. I mean, and I think that we take men for granted sometimes. Because, I mean, at least I take my husband for granted. I think because, you know, he's a man. And I see him as a strong man. And I see him as somebody who gets a lot of things done, that I feel like he doesn't really need me to help him. And that's not good. You know, not saying that's not good. And that wasn't the case, because I never asked. And sometimes we have to ask people, how can I be a better assistance to you? Or how can I serve you? And that's something that I had to ask my husband. That's something Sarah Jakes taught me, that you have to ask, you know, sometimes on, you know, how to help people. And, you know, and that's what something that he told me. He's like, hey, you know, you stay on me, you know, you're always quick to say, hey, question me about did I do this or do that, but you've never helped me or never sat down with me to see what I'm doing. And that was really some revelation for me. And I think that when we get exposed as people, it's hard to take in sometimes. Like, it's hard to take in sometimes when you see your, you have to look in the mirror and see that, you know, you think you're doing the right thing and it's not the thing and it's not effective. And I'm really big on being effective and helping people. And it's something that I always say to myself, if I can't help you, I'm not going to hurt you. And that's huge for me. And I think that in this case that I was kind of hurting Terrell and not really being a helper or being the wife or being the support that God is calling me to do. So it's something that I had to list. And I think that, we have to do this at times when it comes to us being, you know, changing roles and us, you know, changing up some things and how we do things. I had to list my priorities. And my priorities before, a year ago, I can say my priorities were all out of order. My role wasn't, I was a wife, but I was a wife. And this is something else that the book talks about too. It talks about being a wife by default and not by design. And I feel like I've been a wife by default for so long, for some years, you know, and I hate to say that, but I'm just being honest with you guys when I tell you that, that I'm learning now what it means to be a wife in design. And we've been married, it'll be 4 years in June. We've been together for 9 years. My role is changing, you know, and that's something that, like I said, that's something that I've had to realize. And that's something I'm going through right now with my role of me being his helper. So I had to list my priorities, and my priorities are God, Terrell, family, podcast. Those are my priorities. Those are, you know, and that's, I prayed on these, and this is what God showed me. These were my priorities. And then, like, as I was, like, doing this and coming up with me talking about this, and then I was wondering, like, why is it so hard for me to change, you know, my role? Like, and I think it's a generational curse, too, with me not growing up seeing how things were done and seeing, you know, a marriage and a home. Because in the book, too, it asked me to ask a couple of questions about examples that I've had on wives and stuff like that. And I didn't really have any, like, not any, but I can remember that I really looked up to growing up or anything like that, you know? So that was something that was a struggle for me too, as well. And I think I kind of came up with my own little steps on me changing and, me just walking into the role that God is calling me to do as far as me being a wife and, just me praying my way through it, praying that God can just order my steps and show me how to let my man lead me. Also, too, like, I've just been coming out and just asking Terrell, like, how do you want me to help you with this? Or how can I help you with that? Or do you have anything that you need me to do? Like, that's really where my mind is at. And I've been making that a point to do every single day. And something, too, as well, so I can continue to work on these goal and desire transformation that I got going on here, all the desires that I want. I've been praying for Terrell every morning. I pray about him and I make my prayer strictly about him. So I pray that God can teach me how to, you know, walk into this new role that I have. Well, not a new role, well, doing things the right way, or doing things the way God wants me to do. So I pray for that in the prayer, and I just pray for him and throughout his day, and just make the prayer strictly about him. Because it's how things should be with us right now. Like, God delivered me for me to help him on his projects and help him to get to the next level and where he wants to go. So I think that we struggle so much. A lot of us struggle so much with change, and we struggle so much with transitioning into new roles because of fear. Whether it's fear of failure, whether it's fear of just not being successful, just all type of different things like that, that I think that we struggle with, and, or just also do just fear of not being comfortable with things too, as well. So me, I've just been really just trying to work on my comfort zone, and just me working out finally consistently, me, just doing this Daniel fast, me just trying to transform into a new version of myself as a wife to Terrell. So that's something, y'all just keep me in y'all's prayers. 'Cause I think that, you know, to want to get somewhere and have a goal for yourself, you have to know where you are, and you have to know the areas that you need to fix, and just pray for that God can just continue to reveal to me those areas and the areas that I need to change. And I think I want to challenge you guys to do the same thing as well. I feel like if you're trying to make a huge change in your life, I feel like you need to change every areas of your life sometimes. And I think that comes with wholeness too, as well. Like, it's hard to just change this area and not work on everything else. Or there's times where people, you know, they want to work on one thing but don't want to work on all other things too as well. Like, complete wholeness, you have to be all together in all areas of your life. And that's what I'm working on. I'm working on mind, body, spirit, everything. Just me being whole, me just having it together for me personally, my personal goals, and not for anybody else. And just stuff that God has called me to do and where God wants me to fix, and well, what God wants me to fix in certain areas. So that's something I want to challenge you guys to get into as well. And that's something I want to challenge you guys to do. So that's just where I am in life. Like I said, a lot of you who are listening to this, you are connected to me as well. You know, God may be calling you to transition. God may be calling you to change your role, or, you know, or God may be just calling you to just, switch some things up and get out your comfort zone. And that's just where I'm at. And I think that, you know, you got to put yourself in areas or put yourself in situations sometimes where you have to be pushed or you have to just be challenged, because realistically, like, you're not going to challenge yourself sometimes. And I think that it don't get no realer than that. Like, for me, I know me. Like, me, for example, me working out. Me, the way I was trained to work out, I was so used to somebody telling me what to do, not to Cara telling myself what to do. So, you know, I played college basketball. Hey, you, that we come in there, you got this on the board, you get that, you're done. And me being a natural competitor, I'm competing with other people in the room to get done first. So that was part of me getting a trainer, me having somebody there to give me assistance. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. And I'm really feeling, if you're trying to change something, find somebody who's going to hold you accountable to things. Like, find somebody that's your person to help you out with that. Because it's hard. Change is hard. And if you want me to check on you, hit me up, because I check on you too as well. But just hold yourself accountable. Find people to hold you accountable. And just always remember, it's a mindset. If your mind is still on the old way, like if my mind's still on the old way of how I used to be as a wife, I'm going to stay there. I'm not going to have any action. But it's a mindset now that I want to change. It's a mindset that I'm taking steps to do different things. I'm taking steps to change my role as a wife. So always remember that. Everything is a mindset. It's here. It's in your mind. You got this. So that was just a little insight on my world and where I'm at right now. So I will be praying for you guys too, as well as you guys got things coming up. If you guys focusing on your goals and focusing on your change as well. And you guys be on the lookout, because I'm going to have like a lot of special guests coming up on these next few episodes. Some pretty good ones. So one is going to be something for all you people out there who's trying to start your business. I got somebody coming in doing marketing and stuff like that. Well, talking about marketing and stuff like that, who has their own business. So be prepared for that. Got some other ladies coming on, and it's just stay tuned, because I got some really good stuff coming on for It's a Mindset. So thank you guys for tuning in once again. Mindset Monday, It's a Mindset.